rugby league, and much, much more. The 6 till 8 debate with Ollie and Jai.
It was supposed to be coming home, but it hasn't. Never mind. Welcome along to the 6 till 8 debate. Tom Maguire and the boys of Castleford Tigers, Oliver Holmes.
Buongiorno.
How are you? You're right.
Oh, I don't say bonjour. France.
Oh, France are going to win it. What are you doing?
Hello.
Hey, and if you listened to Choxy about a month ago, I said
Choxy.
France,
who's that?
Are going to take it.
He calls himself Choxy.
Me.
No, he don't actually. Who called you Choxy?
Oh no, it come up on a presentation and his
every
name
time.
Was spelt
every time
wrong.
I get named in a team list, it's Jai Hitchchox.
Oh, I get it now.
So, yeah, boys call me Choxy.
Oh, fair enough.
I'm happy with it. I'm all right with it, you know?
What,
I was never coming home. I told you that.
Sure. It was coming home.
And think about, what about this? It's been just depressing. Everyone's a bit depressed today at training. It's a good time to be Aussie living in the UK.
Well, I mean,
it was never going to us, but we knew that. Yous were going running around saying, it's coming home, it's coming home.
How many games did Australia play in the World Cup?
No, I didn't know.
Three. How many of England going to play? How many are England going to have played?
Six.
Irrelevant. Don't even start.
Six
today. Today of all days.
What are the chances of it, of the World Cup coming to Australia and England? Exact same. None.
I can't be asked. Arguing with
they're blowing up. They're right. Blowing up. Blowing up in my street.
Australia can't even kick off about anything. Man, just been drubbed at cricket. What? Apart from rugby, what have you got going for you?
A lot. Sunny beaches, beautiful weather all year round.
What, mate? Have you seen weather over? It hasn't rained in about a decade over here. This is better. It's actually a lot warmer over here.
I've got to feel a bit sorry for travelling fans, soccer fans in Russia. Yeah, just the English, they're a bit rowdy, aren't they?
And they've got to calm down over there,
haven't
they?
And
have you seen that video with that bloke on top of that cop car?
Yeah.
A Russian cop car, and he jumps off, and then just two Russian cops just absolutely leather him. He deserves it 100%.
Well, what do you expect?
And for foreign fans, I'm just quietly, like, the St. George's flag looks a lot like the Red Cross, so some foreign fans don't know if they're running towards medical attention or more violence.
That's a fair point, that. I never thought of it like that, to be fair, but...
No, your flags. Look, I've read a book on flags. I have.
It just seems
Prisoners
so
of Geography.
Why? Why a book of flags?
No, it's I can't remember who
Prisoners of Geography.
No, Prisoners of Geography. I've read that. It's just Tim Marshall.
Right,
that's the author. Okay. Prisoners of Geography. And another one about
Prisoners
flags.
Of Society.
Read books.
Read you actually read books. You do prep for this show. 6 to 8 debate.
Yeah, them books have got nothing to do with the show, right? I have read.
Well, we've got lots of... you are a learned man, it seems. Both of you taking a sip of this coffee I made you. It's brand new, by the way, that coffee.
Yeah, you made it 15 minutes ago.
What's
I can
that?
Just sip it
it's
now.
It's a brand new mug and it's got something stuck to it. It's not me. Look, we need to talk rugby league. Well, there's loads to discuss. The new world rankings have come out. The NRL, they want to talk a kangaroos tour of Great Britain. We're going to talk about that. A small matter of Castleford beating Leeds and so much more. It's the 6 to 8 debate. As ever, get your opinion heard. Give us your thoughts. We're here until... I'll tell you in a sec, but we're here for a little while longer.
Ask them anything. Ollie and Jai on the 6 till 8 debate.
One small matter of housekeeping. Shorter show today because we've got commentary coming up of Huddersfield versus Wigan. We should be able to cross to Mick Gledel and Gary Schofield in a bit and get the team news, but sadly we're going to be a bit shorter today due to the time change and day change and things like that. Can't help it, but hey ho. Jai, you're walking without crutches today.
Yeah, I'm moving. I feel a little bit more down to earth today as well.
Feeling
you know
looser?
What I mean? Yeah.
Nice. There's only one person. No, I'm not even going to say it, actually.
What?
I was going to say there's one person left in here who hasn't used crutches this year, but now I'm going to end up breaking my leg or something.
Oh, no.
Like, why I don't even
would
know
you
why that
it?
Thought
don't
ended
say
me.
It, my friend.
Why did you say it? For God's sake.
Good luck,
I've
anyway.
Never been sin binned. Yellow card.
Oh, no, don't. No, because if I break my leg or something, nah.
You're going to feel awful.
It's not even going to be funny, is it?
Well, at least you can get your telly.
Oh, generally not funny when you do that.
Yeah. Have you heard about his telly? He's all over Instagram.
Oh, no. It was quite funny, but it's quite annoying me now.
Quite funny
still
for me.
I've sorted it.
Quite funny for me.
I'm bothered by your cable management. That tube isn't long enough.
Sort your cables out, eh?
Yeah, you got. He's got.
I've got them in a zip tie. I hate that stuff.
What do you mean? So you know you've got those cables hanging out at the top of your tube. By the way, Augie's got a massive telly. Can't put it on the wall. You've got those like a tube with those cables.
Yeah,
they're just hanging out of it.
That tube's not on now.
What you completely got rid of it?
Well, it's because the TV's just on the stand. I couldn't have that tube on because it'd go up and then.
So have you just given up not putting it on the wall?
No, the tube's just in cupboard at the minute. Oh. Like, I'm going to put it on the wall. I need an hammer drill. Like, I've got, because it's in a brick wall. So what's happened is, I'll explain to you, right? So my old telly,
yeah,
the holes on which the rollers that fix onto the bracket on the telly are lower on my new TV. So when I go to put them rollers in, the TV's higher on the wall,
right,
and it hits the ceiling. Like, so I thought, well, I can't leave it like that. I'm gonna have a bad neck. It's like sitting up front row at cinema. So I've took it down, put it on its stand, put it on media unit, and I need an hammer drill to drill into brick to lower the bracket. But my granddad's at caravan with me hammer drill.
Oh,
I hate it when my parents take me hammer drill.
So I've now got a big, nice, lovely purple backdrop. Because I didn't take my TV off wall last time I painted either.
Have you ever sat at the front of a cinema as well?
Yeah, for like second Transformers film, couldn't even see what was going on.
Only time I've ever done it was when good old Denise, my mum, took us to see Harry Potter 3. Never forget it because I hate it.
Yeah.
I hate that film because we sat at the front IMAX.
Try watching Transformers that close. You can't see what's going on at best at times.
Yeah, very true. Right, so we've got a little bit of housekeeping to do, of course. We've got our score predictions to do. And we're going to go over to Oliver with the score results. Yeah, go on then, Og.
Yeah.
Hit us with it.
Bad week for the Australian in the room.
There's bound to be one.
What?
There's bound to be one.
Well, it's been a couple now, actually, mate.
Yeah. Score doesn't suggest that.
First game was Hull FC against Huddersfield.
Who saw this one coming?
Well, do you know what? Hull FC have not got a good record at...
Do they not?
Is it John Smith Stadium now? Stadium.
The Solar Stadium, yeah. It's official sponsor.
They haven't got a good record there, have they? I didn't realise this till after the game. But, yeah, they went down to a 29-18 defeat. To the Giants, and we all went Hull FC.
Yeah, I know.
So,
mate, there's some weird scores over the weekend. 3 field goals. Just weird weekend to predict.
Well, it was. He's coming up with excuses already. You see this, Tom?
It was a tough one. Yeah, it's really tough.
We'll go into bigger detail of it afterwards.
So next fixture was the Wigan Warrington game. Ben Westwood's 500th appearance. Absolutely insane.
How old is he?
He's been 36 now, I think.
Wow.
Insane.
He looks like he's played 500 as well.
Looks like he's played 700. But, like, that is credit because from a player that plays the game the way he does, to rack up 500 games is mind-boggling.
You should get something for 500 games.
I played just short of 200, and there's no way I feel... Look at 500. I think about 500 games and just how wrecked my body a bit. So I don't know how he's done it. He's just made out of different stuff.
You're on the way to 500. You could get 500.
He's a good old normie lad as well. So
was it? I think was it you that put up a tweet saying best of Normanton.
Yeah, Normie's finest.
No, that was it. Sorry.
So I know Ben. He's a top lad. I grew up. I didn't grow up with his brother. I know his brother better than I know Ben Joe, his younger brother, because he was best mates with my older brother, and I just used to get tortured by him when I was younger. I can remember actually Joe powerbombing me when I was like, so they were looking after me, babysitting me on a Saturday night when my mum and dad swanned off to the pub, and obviously they'd just get all the mates around and get leathered, underage drinking and all that malarkey.
What?
And I can remember Joe once powerbombing me through my dad's office desk.
Batista.
So
Batista bomb.
Yeah, Batista.
Yeah, like Bushka bang straight through office desk. Dad want best players.
He's literally like ECW going for a table as well.
I can remember it. I don't know how, but I can remember it.
Little DDT. So,
500 games for Super Benny Westwood.
Well done to him.
I just want
to
give him a little rap for that because I think he wants to go round again as well, so that can only get 600, mate. I reckon you've got it in you. Anyway, that result finished 13-12 to Wigan. Close game, very close game. Young Josh Woods, is it Josh Woods?
It was Josh Woods who got the
young goal.
Yeah,
nice. Big job goal as well. So prediction wise on that, Tom, you went Wigan.
I did.
Jai, you said Wigan to start with and scribbled out and put Wire.
Rookie.
See, and I went games. Wire as well. So first point of the round goes to T-Mags.
I pushed you to Wire, I believe.
You what?
I pushed you into Wire.
I think you must have done that.
Verbally.
Not physically.
Mm.
Subconsciously.
Okay, so, next game.
St. Helens versus Widnes, 36-6 to St. Helens. We all went Saints on that one. We don't really need to talk about that anymore.
Yeah.
Next game, Catalan Wakefield.
Interesting one, this
finishing
one.
Finishing 35-18 to Catalan. Catalan, I've told you, the informed team in comp.
Absolutely informed. That, I'm going to talk about it later, but that really blows up in the semi final against Saints. Really does.
Yeah, Wakey's just
inconsistent.
So hit and miss again. All you hit and miss, aren't they?
Yeah.
We sort of spoke about there's games they should have won, but now you look at it and you think, oh, you can sort of see why they lost them games.
Yeah, definitely. The fans are not happy at Wakefield. Where do we all go on that one?
So I went Tom Wakey. And myself went to Catalan. Jai went Wakey.
Hey.
So Jai's, oh no, he's picked up a Saints point. And then last game we predicted was the OKR Salford game. And we all went OKR on this one. OKR drubbing Salford 52-22.
I know.
Convincing Danny Maguire back from injury. When his first game back from injury?
Yes, hat trick.
74 points in a game.
That's
not good
insane,
enough for Super League. Not good enough for Super League, is it?
It's just it's,
if you're going to put 50 on a team, it's got to be to 6 or to 10 or to 12 max.
Yeah, but I don't, obviously Hulk AR, they've gone and just gone, oh, let's just rack up the points, prove our points difference.
Yeah, but they conceded
could make
22
difference.
Yeah, could do.
Yeah, they conceded 22, but at the end of the day they won by 30.
Yeah, but I,
30
put, okay, we'll put it this way,
weird,
put it this way, if I named two scores and I said one team's got 22,
yeah,
you would expect that team to be winning.
Yeah,
or just losing.
Fair enough. And then, of course, Castleford leads. Less said about that, the better. Anyway, so thank you very much. Rack up our scores this week.
Yeah, so scores on the doors. Tom, picking up a mighty 4 points. I think that's the first time you've won. Nice flex.
Going to do a Hulk Hogan.
So you've gone to 65
without
points.
Racism. Go on.
You've gone up to 65 points.
Get in.
Jai, you picked up 2 points, taking you to 71.
65, and I was there like a couple months ago.
I mean, it was like 2 weeks ago.
And I've picked up 3 points, taking me to 68, so I'm only three behind you now.
Good
Tom's
luck.
Miles off. Six.
The best miles off. We need some form of like trophy or something. If someone can sort us out with a trophy, that'd be
sort
great.
Sort me out with the trophy, you mean?
Well, I think we're closing in on him. Yeah.
Three rounds, mate.
Anyway, that's your roundup of your housekeeping.
Thank you very much, Oliver Holmes. Right, let's talk Cass feelings.
Can I just Mary? Hey, Mary.
Hey, Mary.
She's commented saying, "Being a blondie suits you, Oggy."
It does.
What's changed? I've always been blonde.
So he's got that blonder. Little bit of sun, hasn't he? He's got that little bit. Got a bit sun kissed.
Yeah, but if you look at the picture that's used on the podcast, you look much more orange.
Am I that much more ginger? I know I'm much more blonde, but my hair's always been blonde.
Yeah, but it looks up more orange.
Is it more white now? Don't like milk it. I mean, myself an Irish.
It's definitely strawberry blonde. It
so
looks
alright. I'm no longer. I'm not an albino. Look at tan I've got going on here.
Look at me. I look sunkist. Sick because I shaved. I look a bit ill.
You look like Tom Hanks out of Philadelphia.
Oh my god.
That's fucking.
That's really hard.
That is too much.
Bloody hell. 6:15. Yeah, that's like a post 9 o'clock chat. Doesn't matter. Right. Let's talk.
That's not
feelings.
Good.
No. I don't know. Were you able to watch this game, Jai? Obviously.
No. Because I don't know if you've seen the seating arrangements at Cass, but it's like, buddy, a 90 degree angle on wood. Wood
yeah, on it's wood. Not great either.
No.
So there's no room for your legs, especially these big quadzillas. But by all accounts, the boys did well. Anyone want to comment on that?
I went to the jungle.
Did you?
Yeah.
Yeah, we're there for you covered PDRL game.
Welcome to the jungle.
Yeah, we streamed the PDRL game and I stuck around for the main game.
Yeah, I saw you when I was driving away from the ground.
Yeah, we're done.
Why were you walking back towards the ground?
We hadn't eaten and so we went to Papa's fish and chip shop.
You walked all the way up there?
Yeah.
Right. Not that far.
Well, no, I was thinking.
What do you think of Papa's?
They were deluxe. They were really, really lovely.
I'm really, I've not been.
Oh, they're very good.
Yeah, it's right next to the ground. And
yeah, that's why I can't go in case they catch me.
No, pal, I'll just go like, it's right there, you dropped.
Yeah, well.
But yeah, I was on the gantry for the PDRL game. If you haven't watched the PDRL game, it's on available on demand. Yeah, especially if you're a really dry nose fan. Cheer yourself up. Leeds win.
What score?
I can't actually remember.
I watched the first couple of sets. There's some like smart players playing for Leeds. Like, we could actually read the game pretty well.
Sam Zeller is a fantastic player.
Which one was that?
He was the full. I think he was the fullback. He might have been number 14
right,
for Leeds.
Yeah,
you know, he was just blistering pace.
Yeah.
I like the captain for Leeds. Just power.
Yeah,
it's like a cannonball going through. It's fantastic. But
yeah,
if you haven't seen it yet, go and watch it. But let's talk about the game that you played in.
Yes,
Ollie, 42-10, similar to the Wigan game, 42-10 the week before for Leeds. Where do you want to start with this? Do you want to start with the appointment of Kevin Sinfield, or do you want to talk about the game?
Well, why is everybody overshadowing the fact that Jimmy Lowe's is now a coach?
I don't understand the effect the appointment of Kevin Sinfield has on the team. People were saying, oh, well, obviously this is going to affect them. I don't think it is. Does it? If someone appointed a director of rugby at Cass, I would not.
Well, John Welsh's director
would
have been.
But I don't care about that.
Well, he has nothing to do with
training. No, well, like, good luck to him and stuff, but that has nothing to do with how I play. Nothing.
Like, I was listening to Jamie Peacock on Super League show, and he was saying, look, every director of rugby at every club has got a completely different role. It's not
who
in
said
black.
This?
Jamie Peacock.
Right, okay.
It's not sort of set in stone what each director of rugby does at each club. They're all different. Obviously, Kevin Sinfield's a lot different to how John Wells works at our club, because John Wells has nothing to do with team selection and training and stuff like that.
Whereas Kevin Sinfield,
by the sounds of it, he's covering the press conferences, picking the team.
Oh, really?
And
stuff
like that. Yeah, so
he's picking the squad.
Yeah.
That's weird.
Well, I mean, to sort of sum it up, Jimmy Lowe's is basically looking after the on-field, the training. You know, like where you're running through your players and things like that. The actual coach,
that's
his job. The first team coach.
You can't have just him controlling the training sessions.
Apparently, this is how Leinster Rugby Union works.
Well, I'm not saying that he's not involved with like match day and helping player selection. He will be going to Kevin. I'm probably saying that, but from the summary, I'm guessing Kevin Sinfield has final say.
Why don't you just make him coach?
I don't think he ever wanted to be a coach.
He said that,
never wanted
he?
To be a coach.
He is then, if he's picking the team.
Yeah, he's the director of rugby. Oh. I think he's more gearing up to be taken over from Gary Hetherington.
Well, they need to appoint a coach.
Do you not?
Well, I never really thought about it, if I'm honest.
Gary Lowe's going to be the coach to the end of the year?
Well, it's him and Kevin Sinfield.
Nah, that's not working for me.
They
need to appoint a coach, and they need one fast.
Between sacking Brian McDermott on the Monday, well, I said it could have been the Sunday, but they announced it obviously on the Monday, 7:15. They put out the press release Thursday, Friday morning, and then Gary Hetherington unveils Kevin Sinfield, blah, 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 and then on a Sunday they lose. So it's a busy week in the world of Leeds Rhinos. But coming to Cass and the game itself, I went into it as a Rhinos fan thinking, we're not going to win this. We're not.
So you're not a positive fan at the minute, are you?
Well, no, I'm positive about other things, but I'm definitely not...
The stadium.
Yeah, it's coming.
It looks class. When that's done, it's going to look brilliant, isn't it?
It's going to be a good ground to go to, actually.
Yeah.
For the championship. They're in a bit of strife, aren't they? I think they're and they unveiled Sinfield as if he was the coach because. Yeah.
Where was Jimmy Lowe's in that press conference?
Well, just the media how they
was he not there?
How they portrayed that
in the unveiling? No, he wasn't.
They said big announcement coming tomorrow, obviously 10 a.m. or whatever, and then they just did a clip of his coming home.
Yeah. It was kind of leaping on
as if he was going to be the coach.
Yeah.
And a lot of fans even commented as if, oh yes, he's the coach. And then they're like, no, he's the director of rugby. Oh, mate.
Yeah, when it came to the announcement, I saw it and I was like,
I thought he was the coach.
Wow, okay, is he the coach? I waited till the press statement came out, and then the statement said that Jimmy Lowe's. It was almost like an addition.
So he's going to continue being the coach till the end of the year?
Well, they're going to review it at the end of the year. From the sounds of things, Kevin is now embedded in.
I feel that's very what's the term? Loose.
Yeah.
That's very loose. We'll review it at the end of the year.
Well, that's what I'm saying to you is
now.
Well, no, I don't know. I don't know if Jimmy Lowe's will be here. Again, we're speaking on purely on speculation.
Yeah.
But I do think that Kevin Sinfield is a long-term appointment as a long-term successor for Gary Hetherington.
Okay.
Yeah. Out of the last 11 league meetings between Leeds and Castle, Castle won all 11.
And then lost one grand final.
Yeah, but that's why I said the league meetings. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
But it's what is it about Leeds for Castleford?
I don't know. I think Brian McDermott's been a bit stubborn with how he must have been a bit stubborn with his game plans of how he's played Cass, because pretty much most games have panned out that way. Mm. So obviously we've got our game plan right, and they've obviously, because they're not a bad side. They won the grand final last year. They're not a bad side whatsoever. So either Brian McDermott's stubborn of how he game plans against us, and it just doesn't work every time, or I don't know. I think that might be a fair chunk of why it kept happening.
Jai, what do you think?
I'm not sure about the whole thing. I'm a bit weird about the whole how they're going about everything. It's confusing.
But what about Cass beating Leeds pretty much 11 times in a row in league competition?
Well, if I'm honest, I think watching back the video, I think Cass probably should have beaten by a bit more. But yeah. Tough one, isn't it? If we didn't slip up in that grand final, we've just sort of thrashed them every game, haven't we?
Does it make it more gutting?
Yeah, it's annoying. It's more annoying than gutting.
It's annoying because of how easily we've beat them in those,
and then how easily we lost.
Let's say 10 occasions.
Yeah, but Daryl Powell says, and I want to ask you if this is true or not, and we've talked about the grand final in great detail before. If you've missed these sort of things, go and listen back to the previous podcasts and stuff, especially the Luke Gale episode, going to sort of the week building up and stuff like that, didn't we? But Daryl Powell said, to win one, you got to lose one. Do you think you're richer for that experience?
Definitely richer for that experience, but I'd still rather have won it.
No, of course.
Well, we only had sort of like two players in our squad at that time, player.
Well, that's my point. Are you glad you got the experience of what it is to
lose? It's a bit similar to England football
at
the minute, isn't it?
Well, yeah.
That is a point Kevin Sinfield made before the game about you've got them battles of we've won the last so and so games, in-season games, but they've got something like 15 players that have played in the grand final.
Yeah.
And we've got two.
You had Shenny and
so he reckons that shortened. Yeah. They reckons that shortened the gap as far as odds are concerned. But it definitely would be different if it was replayed. That's for sure. I just think it would have been more of a game. If we've got a dry day as well, I think that plays into our hands a little bit more. I think the wet occasion played into Leeds' hand.
Is it the biggest rivalry in the league?
No.
Why is?
Well, I don't know, because
I don't think it is now.
What's Wigan Warrington like? And
no,
Warrington
big,
Saints.
What's
and stuff
your biggest
like?
Is it Leeds? Wigan St Helens. That's the biggest one over there, isn't it? Saints Wigan. It's got to be.
Yeah. I don't know, because none of it means anything to me, because I'm not from here.
I don't think Leeds Cass can be, because we've beat them 11 times in league.
It's a rivalry.
It is the bigger game. It is the bigger game. It is the bigger game.
Cass,
we've done the same thing to Wakey, though.
I'm not saying derby, Og. I'm just saying rivalry.
Maybe then.
Right, yeah. Get in touch in the comments. By the way, thank you so much to everyone who is. We're trying to look at them, but we're just getting stuck in some debate.
What's that bloke said about parking on
the street? So Ken Bullers said, I live around the corner from Jai. Why do they all park their cars on the pavement so we have to walk on the road?
I'm glad you mentioned this, Ken, because people that aren't on that street don't understand and they blow up. So the other day, it's happened quite a lot as well. The other day, we park up on the pavement. If you don't know, you know where Asda is and the school is. I live
tell
down that
street. We've got it out of him.
Ken, do not reveal the exact
He's
address.
He's just told everyone.
No, but not the exact
door number. It's a very long road. There's hundreds of houses. You'll never get me. And anyway.
Your Honour.
So we all park up on the pavement right up against the where you walk into the houses.
Yeah.
And people with prams, lady with a pram the other day, she started blowing up at me. Because I parked up on the pavement, so she can't walk on the pavement. She's got to take the pram around on the thing. And I had to sit there and explain to her. So this is the reason. During some time of the day, every now and then, a bus from that school at the bottom of the hill drives up through that gap. So if we park on the road there, the bus can't get through. So all the school kids have to get off, and they have to reverse the bus all the way down that street. And it's if you can imagine, like, reversing down that street in a car would be pretty tough. So we've all got to park up there. But and the other thing is, cars come around that corner and just take your mirror straight off. I've seen guys' mirrors go flying down the street. And anyway, so for me to park on the street and the bus driver just gets there and beeps his horn until someone comes out and moves their car. He just sits there going... And so if you have to walk around with your pram on the road for 25 seconds to save a bus of school kids, that's what's going to happen. So,
And let's be honest, it's not a busy road.
No.
Nobody's going
to
get run
over. To be fair,
over.
The bus shouldn't come up there, but there's no other place it can go.
No, because it's one way.
Yeah. So if it can't turn left there, there's no other place that bus can go. And sometimes when a car parks on the corner there, it can't turn left because it's too tight. So that's why that happens. And if you've got a problem with it, come see me at number. Nah. I'm not giving me a number. That's crazy.
Yeah,
crazy.
I was going to say, because Jamie is saying she's looking for the house with all the cars on the path. I mean, you can be looking all over there. Thank you to everyone who was commenting, which obviously, we'll try and go through more. Your nan's listening.
My nan's talking to people and stuff.
Oh, bless her. Everyone say hello to Rhonda Noonan. Rhonda. Say hello to her.
She's at home on the ironing.
Oh, hang on. What? You're not iron.
No.
Can't iron when he's got a normal back.
Can't iron. You iron?
Yeah, of course I do. I actually quite like ironing.
No, I don't iron anything in my house.
Well, I didn't do any ironing today, hence why I'm wearing a t-shirt. Yeah.
Not good enough for me. You've slacked.
Fair enough. Here's a thought.
I don't
here's
find I need to iron me.
I can't say it. I was going to swear. It doesn't matter.
Mate, if you're quick
clean
enough.
Mouth. No. Yes.
If you're quick enough getting the clothes out of the washing machine and hanging them up properly, sweet. Flatten out. They flatten out, don't they? Yeah. They flatten out enough.
Yeah. To get away with it, anyway.
Right. Let's talk business.
Drake Sherman had a great game. Absolutely great game.
Yeah. We keep saying he's going to be class. He is class, isn't he?
Yeah.
He's not going to be class. He's class already.
Yeah. Two tries for him on Sunday. He was. I noticed him very much. I thought he was fantastic.
Yeah.
He's seen a spot there in the game that he knew he could exploit.
Yeah.
And he did it quite a bit in the first half, but not to the extent of what could possibly happen. Now, he got told at half time, go through with it, try and challenge it a bit more, and then he gets two tries out of it.
Yeah, there's very few players in the game that look like they have more time than everyone else, and Truey is one of them.
And listen, Truey didn't have, well, neither did any of us really, have the best game over in Catalan. So for him to come up again Leeds. Well, let's be honest, it's a daunting prospect for a young halfback. To come up against Leeds and come up with a performance like he did says a lot about where they'll go in his career for Truey.
Yeah.
And if there's any single women out there, give him a message. He struggles with his chat, does Truey? He's a quiet lad.
Has he got bad chat?
I feel sorry for him a little
bit.
Chat.
Would he not do well on... Mouth. We'd do it so well.
Sorry.
I reckon...
Half hour went.
Yeah.
Well, so
it would have been 6-1 odds on over 25 minutes.
Yeah.
Well,
there you go.
Betfred.
Yeah. But he's definitely a player to keep an eye on, you know, full of young stars, of course, at Castleford. They've signed a brand new one as well, Reece Butterworth on loan from Bulls. He's very good. I've watched him in the under-19s. He's very, very good.
Yeah, he's trained with us a couple of times. Looks like a... I've been thinking about this a while now. So recently, like, kids coming through, I've noticed that clubs are picking up, like, they're looking to get athletes and turn them into rugby players rather than buying a rugby player and turning them into half a decent athlete, but they've got that rugby knowledge and, you know, ability about them. He's a rugby player. Does that make sense to you?
Yeah.
Like, he's a natural.
He's a natural rugby player. You can look at him. He knows the game. He's skillful.
Hooker.
Hooker. Yeah.
Looks like he's got a decent pass as well for a young fella, which is like his skill set's like already there. Which I think if you look at it, a lot of young fellas over here, their skill set's not quite there, which is what is the main factor in holding them back from Super League. And he's already got that, so yeah, good luck to him.
So I'm happy that they've signed a rugby player and not just an athlete, because it's harder to turn an athlete into a rugby player, because having that natural skill and ability and know-how of the game is hard to
implement into a kid who's probably 16, 17, 18.
Yeah, yeah.
Because you pick up that when you're at a younger age, how to read the game, just through playing it as a younger age and picking it up as you go along. So I'm happy that they've picked out a rugby player, signed him, and obviously they'll turn him into a bit more of an athlete as you go on, but he looks pretty good, to be fair to him.
Well, put it this way, John Wells has said that it's an opportunity for him to earn a contract with Cass, so
yeah.
That is a big, you know, I think that's sort of a statement of intent. Greg Eden's got in touch. He said, yeah, he's keen, how can I listen? Just, well, I tweet him back, Jai. He's tweeted you directly, mate.
What?
Tweet him back and show him the various ways.
How
you
does he not know how to listen? We've done 20-odd shows.
We're on Facebook, before. We're on Periscope, we're on YouTube. If you miss it, we're on iTunes, we're on Spotify, we're on the website, stuff like that.
Yeah.
Loads of places. So Greg, sort it out. And he was good, again. I always think, like, when a player comes back, they're going to have, like, lack a little bit of pace. God, he didn't on Sunday.
He's so quick.
He's ridiculously quick.
He's a bloody good player.
It's good to see him back and get through a full game.
Yeah,
it's been a while for him. It's been a tough year for Greg so far, obviously, with his hamstring issues. But
a guitar string leg.
Yeah, it's been good for him to get... he played well, made, obviously, that blistering break in first two, three
yeah,
minutes.
I know.
Threw a bag of Watsits to Shenny, but other than that...
Bag of Quavers.
Yeah. So, well, you know, it's good to see him in out there, and he's sharp. He's very sharp, is Greg. Very sharp.
Well, not sharp with listening, so get it sorted, Greg. Also coming there with Castleford is you've got basically signed James Clare. James swears like a Docker Clare on a 2-year contract extension, so congrats to James.
Stickleback.
He deserves it, don't he?
Sure. Yeah, he's been playing well. Played Sticks. Solid. He had a great game at the weekend, didn't he? And he's a true professional, Sticks, and you get like 110% effort from him every time. And he's a tough player as well, and I like him.
Yeah,
good player.
James Green's gone the other way to Bulls, as so has Callum Bustin, both on the end on a loan till the end of the season.
Yep.
They'll beef up Bulls. What they?
Well, Bustin's been playing there already, but Greeny will definitely add a bit to their front line. He's a big awkward thing to tackle. He was so awkward, didn't he?
Yeah, he's a big long thing in there. We call him Neeble. You know the worms out of Men in Black?
Yeah.
He looks like one of them, doesn't he?
Oh, that's hard.
Yo, Neeble! And then we just like, shout that to you're him
almost,
all the time.
You're almost guaranteed an elbow when you try and tackle Greeny.
Hey, Kay! And then just shout, Twister! He's good. I like Greeny. He's a good lad.
Best of luck to Greeny and Callum Bustin, of course. But he was, like you say, already there.
Yeah.
But it's good to sort of make it permanent for the season.
Yeah, next season, Busto as well, isn't he?
I
think it was this season and next season.
Breaking news.
Maybe we brought some news there.
Next
I
week.
I think that's what it was.
It's a lie.
Plenty of people get in touch. One final thing. Someone that has done a correct score. Leanne, thanks for correcting me on the score. It was 26-6 in the PDRL game. Definitely worth a watch.
They get up for it then, boys, as well. We saw them in the tunnel, obviously, because they played for our game. They were lining up in the tunnel to go out, and I think one of the Leeds players... just like shouted out, make sure you keep your head, boys. I'm thinking, are these guys like seriously wound up to get stuck into each other there?
But the thing is, like,
they are doing it for the pure love of it, though, aren't they?
But at the end of the day, they get to play as Leeds and Cass. Mm. They've done what every fan would always love to do and play for the team.
Yeah, probably been in the bleachers watching most of the games. Now they get to play for them.
No,
that's good.
And so, our very own Mark Wilson played for again the second game.
Did
he? He didn't have a great game.
Didn't he?
Why did he have a bib on?
Because he's an able-bodied player.
Right.
So there's different ways.
Only sure.
Come on.
He's listening as well.
I did see you tune in.
Nice, mate.
Yeah. Hiya, Mark. Don't kill me.
You don't want to be told you've had a poor game and you're the able-bodied player, do you?
No. He was all right.
Surely you don't want to
be. He was all right. I forgot he was listening. But yeah, you wear
don't
a bib.
Paul Ambrose.
I'm scared.
We're getting into it.
Is he your boss?
Thing you can
is
say.
He boss,
well, he can technically be my boss, and also he's like I've seen him tackle me like without.
Don't
keying
backtrack
him off.
Now.
I've seen him tackle. Under the that bus. Guy cannot tackle.
Well, he can throw a punch. I know that much.
Really? He ain't got a punch in him.
Well, he punched me. He's punched me
really?
A few times.
Are you talking about?
What? Did you punch
abuse in the workplace?
No, in a jovial way. You know, like, hey lad. And then he's shocked when I push him back, because I'm really strong and awesome.
Where are we going with this?
I don't know.
Royal Rumble, or proper sport,
yeah.
Royal Rumble.
No, I was telling you.
Door Royal Rumble. Yeah,
I'd give evens on an easy winner. and that is Bobby Beavers. He's a dirty dog. He'd win.
Well, he'd blow away in a 40 mile an hour wind. What are you on about?
He died. I never know where he is in this office, honestly.
He's in there.
Right. No, he's left. He's left. But
on
yeah,
the table.
PDRL, really quickly. So, able-bodied players, they wear bibs. Red shorts mean you can't get tackled.
Yeah, tagging it.
Yeah. And then there's some other kind of...
That's a lot to think.
Thing. Oh, yeah. The main change, the pitch is narrower.
Oh, yes.
And also, if you knock the ball on, it's just a play. Yeah. Just a play on. It counts as a tackle. And I really like it. It speeds up the game.
Yeah, no, it's good. It's... Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, nice.
We'll go through more comments in a little bit. Really quickly, let's talk about... where is it? There it is. You know, we talk about Sinfield and things like that. Plenty of comments about it. This week, he said in his press conference that Leeds had lost their spirit. Now, after 8 successive losses, is he just basically just going, you know, pointing out the bloody obvious?
Huh. There's not much you can say that... the fans aren't going to jump up and down about unless you say something like that. He's limited. His words are very limited in what you say when you've lost 8 in a row and you're expected to be one of the big clubs. Well, you're the champion team, aren't you? You're expected...
Reigning grand final.
Yeah, champions. I mean, you can't... There can't be such a fall from grace, but they did it the year before, didn't they?
2016.
When, you know, when the last...
2016, I felt worse in 2016.
It's very strange, isn't it?
Yeah.
If you look at their four-year... period.
It's up and down, isn't it?
You're sort of going relegation champions, relegation. It's weird that.
Maybe it's just one of those things that it's
very inconsistent.
Brian McDermott's
I think
style was good
for. A typical Leeds fan, whether it's football or rugby.
It was the same team and the same
Leeds,
coach.
Isn't it?
I don't understand how
up
they can
go
so far up and so far down.
Yeah.
It's very odd.
The thing is, I felt worse about things in 2016. I don't know why. I think it was because of coming off the treble, where, you know, you've won everything.
Yeah.
It's just maybe Brian McDermott's style is better suited to cup style rugby.
Is it a possibility that they can go down?
Yeah, absolutely. Their final three, I've got it. Yeah.
Well, the next three games are Wake, Widnes, Salford.
I mean, I'll just put my notes.
You're welcome. Wake at home, Widnes at home, Salford away.
They must wins.
All of them are, yeah.
But if them other teams, if Widnes, who's at the bottom? Salford, I can't see, I really can't see Salford winning a game.
Or Widnes.
No, I can't see, I can see Leeds beating both of them. But, Jesus, you'd want to beat both of them.
They're rotating the captaincy between four players until the end of the season, he's also said today.
He's what?
He's rotating the captaincy between four players. So I think
as
one of
do.
Them, Steve. Well, I don't know. I think it's because he's trying to embed leaders for the future or something, is what he was saying. Stevie Ward, who.
Captain does.
Can we talk about that, Stevie Ward? Coming on.
Well, he said he wants to come on the 18th, which I believe is next week.
We haven't talked about it, that's all I'm saying. So.
Well, there you go. Breaking news, ladies and gentlemen.
He did say the 18th.
Oh, well, that's what I'm saying. Can we talk about it?
You've been a bit of a postman here? Are you postmanning this?
Yeah.
Well, you're welcome. You've been out
you're delivering
of action,
the goods.
You're out of action.
Stevie Ward's joining us.
Are you delivering
us?
The goods?
He's been at home scratching your nuts.
Stevie Ward joining us next week?
Yeah, he's joining us next week.
He said he would, yes.
Okay.
There we go.
There we go.
So hopefully Stevie comes on. It's like that time Zach Hardacre was... No, I'm joking.
No, I did ask him before Brian McDermott got sacked, so I don't know if things have changed. But.
We were going to get Zach on, and then he did that interview with Wigan, or Brian Carney.
Brian Carney, yeah.
And to be honest, it pissed me off a little bit, the interview, because he didn't really apologise or anything, and he got the scoop on us as well. Like, Brian Carney got the scoop on us, so did you want him on after that? I don't know.
Get in touch, people, if you want.
I was a bit annoyed by how
Stevie Ward should be joining us.
I know he was pushed in with his questions, but I still could have taken a bit of.
I don't know what
initiative.
You're expecting though from a club.
I'd just say sorry to
interview.
I'd say a quick sorry to the fans for starters, Cass fans.
Oh, you're about Zach. Sorry.
Yeah.
Okay, go on.
He's a mate of mine, but you still could have said a bit of a piece.
For all we know, he might have. You
no,
know,
he didn't.
Billy, well, no.
I listened to it.
No.
Oh,
edited.
Well,
have been edited.
Well, in that case, you should have said something on Twitter. And said, "I look, because that'd be a big thing for me. That'd be a big thing if they didn't put it in. I'd be annoyed, and I would have said something about it. And if they did
I
put it in,
I'd be told to just shut your mouth. Shut your mouth.
Really?
I don't know. Maybe.
No.
On. Yeah. No. Never mind. Go on.
I was talking about rotating the captaincy anyway. So Stevie Ward, who we hopefully will have on next week. Carl Ablett's going to be leading them out against Wakey. So who are the other two? Maybe. I'm not so sure. Maybe
Cuthbertson.
Maybe Cuthbertson probably, because he has been captain this year at some point, and then maybe
Stevie Ward, Cuthbertson,
Jamie Jones Buchanan, probably
Joel Milne.
Joel Moon?
No, he's going, isn't he?
Well, yeah,
they just signed. Now, Blake Jai, really help me out here, because is it Tui Moala
Lolahea?
Lolahea. Sorry, apologies, everyone. Lolahea, who's 71 appearances for a 23-year-old in the NRL. Is that huge?
Mate, he is a quality player.
Yeah, but he wasn't 20. No, wait, what? When you...
He's a quality player.
Yeah.
He's and the thing is, he can play wing, centre, fullback, half. He could probably do a job at hooker for you as well. He is... He's got a body like Jamie Ellis, right? But he is very, very Jamelia. Fast. He is very fast, right? Yeah, I've played against him a few times, and surprisingly very quick, and he's got some good footwork on him as well for a big fella. Well, a big fella, as in, I mean, like... A bigger half, yeah.
He could also play fullback, I think, can't he?
Yeah, so yeah. No,
he's definitely a good signing for them, but could he be playing in the Championship? Remains to be seen.
No, 100% no.
No, I don't think Leeds are going to... Right.
He'd be on some big cash. He's not playing in the Championship. I've seen people writing that, like... Oh,
Leeds be in the Championship? And for me, they're not going to. They're going to win these games.
It's every possibility, isn't it? But it's highly doubtful.
Yeah.
I can't see him losing to Widnes or Salford, and if they did lose to Widnes or Salford at this current stage, they deserve to be there, because Salford have only got 17 players. I mean, each week they've just got they're naming people on in the 18th and 19th man that can't even play because they have to name someone.
Okay.
So and they are really struggling in all aspects, which is unfortunate. And if Leeds lose to them, they deserve to go down.
They deserve to go in the eights. That's
what a disaster that would be.
What if Leeds met, you know, they're in the qualifiers?
That just proves that the system's not right if they could go from champions one year to not in the competition the next year.
It nearly happened to Leicester City.
Yeah.
They won the Prem, and they nearly ended up relegated, didn't they?
Mate, that would be not good for rugby league. I don't care as much as we have the rivalry against Leeds, it would not be good for rugby league if they went down.
I never did get an answer, so really quickly, is Leeds v Cast the biggest rivalry in the comp? Yes or no answer? Simple.
For me, yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay.
Who else is there? We're like, we've batted Wakey every time we've played him, so it's the same ruling if you're going to judge on the fact that we've beat them so many times.
Especially... You'd think about these two quality sides, you'd think. Maybe not Leeds this season. But yeah.
I like Wigan.
There's just a bigger story for me between the two.
To be honest, I like a big the rivalry game. Between us and Wigan.
But there's like a big rivalry between Leeds and Saints. Sorry, Jay, go on.
I like how Saints is turning into a bit of a nice battle as well. That for me, that's how the rivalry gets to where it is. I know it's hard to look at Leeds because we've beat them that many times, but then you can also use the grand final. From your end, but I like where the rivalry between us and Saints is going. They've got us the last couple of times. We got them at the crucial stage last year. I like the fact that us and Wigan have that thing where we haven't won over there for however many years or whatever.
So someone's left on. I think it's what is it? Not Emmerdale. What's the name of this programme? Because Bobby was watching the racing on ITV3, and there's just a naked lady who's appeared on Heartbeat.
Really?
Came out of nowhere.
What, full nude?
It's TV nude, but it's implied.
Mate, no one cares about TV nude.
Yeah.
Nobody cares about Heartbeat. How is that show still going?
It's ITV3, it's a repeat.
Oh,
okay. don't forget, we've got Huddersfield versus Wigan coming up later on. I do believe it's Mick Gledel and Gary Schofield. Really quickly, Mick, are you there by chance? He's not. Never mind. Right. Really quickly, before we've done a lot of Leeds. Paul Ayton might be returning to Leeds.
He got told to retire because he was having a lot of concussions. Now, if he's been told by experts to retire due to that, he's stupid for coming back.
Is he?
Are you kidding me?
It'd be a tough one, mate. Be a tough one for the love of the game.
Yeah, but what comes first, elf or money?
Depends how he's feeling, to be honest. You know your own body.
Well,
if you feel like you could return.
If you feel like you could return,
I don't
think
Paulie Aiton would be a coach.
Okay.
I don't know what's worse. Is it return at his age with the concussions, or would you rather be a young fella and have that many concussions and return?
He's 33.
It's a tough one, isn't it? Because you love the game. You'd miss the game that much.
Yeah.
It's a tough one, but yeah.
So we'll again... Medical experts' advice on something as vital as your brain is a bit silly. And will you stop being a scrubber?
Sorry, lad.
It just made a really awkward noise. I thought you were cracking your bones for a sec.
They're already
cracking bones in a sec if it does that again.
Do you? Well, yeah, come on then. No, it's coming home. Not.
Don't. Today of all days, don't piss it off. So plenty of comments coming in. Talking about the squad rotation, the other two are Cuthbertson, Singleton, Ablett, Ward. They're looking forward. Yeah. That's what I thought. Cheers, Emma. There were other people getting in touch. Karen, well said, Jai. The fans, he let the fans down and their teammates, but things happen in life and we all move on.
That yeah, is, you just get on with it, don't you?
Yeah, you get on with it. And then plenty of people talking about Leeds and stuff like that. Too many for us to go through right
Blake
now.
Blake Austin going to Warrington. That's a massive
sign
of them.
Massive cash.
Well, it's a weird one, isn't it?
Let's talk about that one. Warrington versus Wigan. Just obviously a 13-12 win for Wigan. But Warrington, the signing video. Did you see the announcement video?
Yeah, the group text.
I'm a fan of it. I liked it.
Good. Inventive.
Yeah. Fans complain about anything. Come on.
But they're complaining about that.
They're like, I'll never announce a signing like this again. It's a bit of creativity. But yeah, Blake Austin, marquee player for 2019. What do you know of him?
I know Blake personally. I played with him at West. No, he's a good bloke, and I tell you what, he's got a lot of time for the fans, and I think he'll be a big hit at Warrington. I know they've not been happy with their most recent halfback signings in Tandow and Roberts.
Roberts is sodding off.
They haven't been there. I've seen Roberts write. He said in an interview he was promised a lot more than what he was delivered at Warrington. He said he's promised the world and he lives next to a fish and chip shop or something. Lives next to a takeaway or
Jump
something.
Bastard.
Like, takeaway is a part of his house.
That would be the dream.
So, no, but I don't know. the interesting part is that Blake turned down $800,000 a year at Canberra because he thought he was worth more last year, which makes me wonder. He hasn't been out of form this year. What's he signed on? Oh, he's obviously their marquee, but Jesus, I didn't know the club's throwing around that much cash.
Definitely not throwing it this way.
Well, don't forget, marquee is almost away from it. It's not away from the cap, but that's not my point.
Still a lot of money.
I mean, we thought he must
be on at least $300,000.
We thought the most paid player was about 3 or 4. I mean, to turn down $800,000, that's about £550,000, £600, close to £600.
Wow. Well, on a 3-year contract, was he really...
It's 1 year, isn't it?
No, it's a 3-year. I thought it was 3 years.
No, one year. Yeah. 1 year right, contract.
I'm going to double check that, but is he going to be like the reason that it's going to be Warrington's year next year?
Well, I think he's going to play a massive part in it. He's a pretty good player.
He's going to be Warrington's year this year.
Yeah. Well, no, that's not my point. My point is, I'm trying to say, is he going to revitalise Steve Price's side to being... The form team.
I can't comment on what Sandow and Roberts were there because I don't know them personally, but I can definitely vouch that Blake Austin, wherever he goes, will be a hit with the fans, the club, and on the field. He's an all round good bloke.
Right. While we're talking about Warrington, they're in action as well tonight against Catalan, so we probably should predict these two games before we do the full of the predictions as well, because we almost forgot when Leeds played Catalans on that Wednesday.
Well, hold on, we'll be done before the kickoff, won't we?
Yeah, I suppose we could
do Dave Riley, yeah. Tom swearing, lad, don't call Jai, then do it yourself, hypocrite.
Yeah, it's very true. When did I swear? What did I say?
You said piss.
Is piss a swear word?
Of course it is.
Piss isn't a swear word, is it? Is piss a swear word?
Is piss a swear word?
We're talking about piss.
Piss?
P-I-S-S.
Yeah, piss.
Piss.
Is it a swear word?
What, beer? Piss.
Oh.
Or piss?
No, he said piss.
And then piss off.
Yeah, he said piss off.
I did say piss off. Is it a swear word?
Well, is it?
Get in touch, everyone. Is that a swear word? And if it is, we just said it 12 times. Apologies.
We were pissing about there, weren't we?
I'll tell you what, you said... I'm not joking.
Blake's a 3-year deal, really. Well,
there we go. I told you it was a 3-year deal.
That is massive.
That's a pissing big deal.
It's...
Jeez.
Because... He's got three kids and a Mrs. Blake.
Piss off. No, he don't.
That's enough. That is enough. That was
wash his mouth out with pissing soap.
Had a bit of context. Here's one. Well, that sounds like a swear word.
And a bit of convicts. Do you mean
convict?
Conviction.
Yeah,
a bit of conviction.
That sounded like a swear word for me. But when I say to you, "Oh, stop pissing about," that doesn't sound like a swear word. When he says it like that, that does.
I said it with conviction.
Mm. My 2 and 3-year-old say naughty, Georgie pig.
I'm sorry, I didn't mean to piss you off, Jai. Right.
See, that doesn't sound, that sounds all right.
If it's piss a swear word, everyone. Oh, Suze is saying yes, it definitely is.
Yes.
By the way, Suze, was it Suze or Suze? You never, we did we find out?
Because she's Suze. A regular
listener. Have we asked that question before?
We have, because she's a regular listener and she commented before, and I felt really bad. Yes, says Leanne. So a 2-3 year old say naughty. So yeah, definitely. I apologise for saying the word piss a lot.
Yeah, stop saying piss.
Yeah, need to stop saying it. What were we talking about? Warrington and piss. Yeah, well done to Wigan on the win. Very, very good, especially considering how many young players they had. That's what pleased Sean Wayne. They're definitely doing. They've turned a corner. They've turned a corner.
Yeah, they're out of that little shock of Wayne leaving and all that.
Carsten, Broom, Austin is a turnstile in defence. Well, can't please everyone. I think he was in line for Origin last year.
Karen? No.
Suze, the first one. What was the first one?
Because if I have to count or something.
Oh, I can't remember.
Me wires.
Can you spell it phonetically for us, Suze? I'm sorry.
Phonetically?
So basically, you
word
just
of
put
a day.
Yeah, so I can't think of the way to. How do you explain phonetically?
No, they don't know what that meant.
If you don't know what phonetically means, look it up.
I had counter syncing my wires because I'd have to get a plasterer in, do that. I ate plasterers for a start because they just make a mess. And then I'd have to paint again. I ain't even got any paint in. I'm not doing it.
Back to the game. Like I said, Wayne pleased with them, and you talked about Benny Westwood.
Yeah.
So. Is Benny Westwood one of the, like, you know, like we look at James Graham as one of the forwards of the generation?
I think he's got to be.
What, Ben Westwood?
Yeah. He's done it for club and country for that many years. No?
Yeah. I reckon you should get some sort of something. Bonus for 500 games. That's ridiculous.
Is there like a trophy or does he
I don't,
get a, I know, I know he'll get a, like
surely
a 500
get a,
shirt.
I
know
get a presentation.
Well, they got all his family, got his dad on that over for Sid. They got him all over to present him his shirt, which were a nice touch. Then he had about a 12-minute video of people wishing him good luck, likes of
I'm sure
Andrew Johns and Nat Wood and everybody like that wishing him good luck. Adrian Morley, people, you know, who he's played with and people who admired him as a bloke and everything like that. So I know he got a fair they made a bit of an occasion about it, and rightly so.
Yeah, definitely.
I'll tell you what I want to talk about, the championship, because mate, that is heating up.
Oh, it's definitely heating up.
Fev can miss it.
So
they're
running. Well, Lee,
they're run in.
Lee, I need everything to go their way.
Yeah, they do. Yeah.
Fev can miss out here, and I mean,
it's the first time
six
Alex
can come
beat Fev.
Six can come third. There's three
about
games
10 years
left.
From it, isn't it?
Suze. That's how we pronounce it. Cheers, Suze. All the best. Carry on, sorry.
Toulouse and London drawing on the weekend. Halifax upsetting Fevers. Well, upsetting Halifax.
Definitely not
Halifax
upset.
Are going well. I mean, Toronto just pumped Sheffield. But Batley were beating Lee for a big portion of that match. Come back and
felt second half
walloped him. Yeah. I mean, Lee need to win all their games. Halifax has got a tough run in. Featherston have a very tough run in, I believe.
I think they've got.
London, Toronto, someone else.
But it's not to lose because that'd be a hell of a 3 weeks, wouldn't it?
Well, either way, it's just. I think six can finish third.
Yeah. But it doesn't make it interesting. The fact is, we can't see it either. It's frustrating.
Yeah, it's pretty. It's not the best, but
honestly, I'm telling you now, if Sky just actually committed to one championship game a week, just one,
yeah,
they'd be so
what
much
day
more
would
appreciated.
You put it on?
Sunday, I've just said
Sunday.
Yeah. So Sunday,
bit of Sunday
time.
Footy,
end of
bit of Sunday footy, I reckon, and not have a Super League game on.
On Sunday.
On a Sunday.
I know, but like if we were going to introduce a game, people would often say, well, let's introduce a Super League game. I reckon if you just introduced a championship game and had no Super League game on, people would want their Sunday fix of rugby league.
Exactly. But, you know, when we're talking about Magic Weekend numbers going down and things like that, but people have also got to remember there were League One and Championship games going on at the same time, so they should not just, shouldn't they just go, nah, it's a week off for the lads of Championship and stuff. Same case in point, and Cass, I like Cass a lot, the way that they do things, but for me it was wrong of them to play the women's game on Sunday
at Cass Union.
Yeah, when you've got the PDRL game, you could have done a triple header.
Yeah.
You could have.
There was meant to be a triple header.
They were, and I don't know why they didn't.
Oh, right.
It seemed a bit silly.
Well, you know, yeah, it sort of just makes you think, oh, you guys play over there, and we'll have our game going on over here. You know, segregates him for no reason.
Helen's asking, do we know what was up with the scoreboard?
No
I was,
idea.
I was next to it. Met some people who love the show. They were really nice. And they even Dom was like getting recognised. It was nice.
Dom what?
Yeah, yeah.
So Dom on his face on camera.
Are you the one who does the quiz? And I went, yeah, he's the one who does the
quiz. Who? The quiz.
Who pisses about.
I've got
quiz.
A funny story.
I'm watching you. Go on.
Do you want to hear it?
I want to hear this funny story. It's it better quite, make me laugh now.
It's quite, like, shocking.
What?
Actually.
Is it extreme?
Is it rude?
A little bit.
Is it rude? Is it crude, rude, or vulgar?
No, it's a little bit like, wow.
In what way? Right, go on.
Right. Greg Minikin.
Wow.
Obviously injured at the
I
moment.
I can't believe it. Piss off, you're kidding.
Mate. Honest. Right. Ethan Price, Gravyhand gave Ben Westwood what he deserves. Shut your mouth. Right. Anyway, Greg Minikin, yeah, so he's out with the
sinusitis.
But keep
listening next week.
Hi, Lucy. I think, yeah, Lucy. Lucy was the girl who recognised us. Hi. Well, one of. And then there was a girl who recognised us from a therapy thing. And you've talked to her before, Jai. I'll have to find that tweet.
What have we been doing therapy sessions?
What? Psychology?
No, it was something. Oh, I don't know.
Psychologist.
But I think her name was Claire or something. But either way, they were very complimentary of the show and it meant the world to
boom.
Me. Anyway, sorry, mate. Interrupting your
yeah,
story.
Yeah, so Greg Minikin, syndesmosis, so he's out at the minute. Obviously, so his missus wasn't going to come to the game at the weekend, so he was trying to ring up the guy at Cass who deals with the passes and stuff. And we're going to ask. He wanted to ask him if his brother could use his missus' pass to get into the game. So obviously Greg doesn't get tickets to the game because he's not playing. Only the 19 man squad get tickets to the game. Obviously your family have got passes that can get in, but you also get two extra tickets that you can do what you want with.
You've got one family pass.
Yeah,
you can get in.
So anyway, he was asking if his brother could use it. So he asked Fozzie, Alex Foster, nicest guy in rugby league, for Mark Gill's number to ring him up and ask him. So Fozzie sent through a number. Now whenever this happens, you're always sceptical of whether it's the right number.
Yeah. I would never trust anyone sending me the right number.
No. Unless it's a staff member.
Okay.
At the club.
No, I still wouldn't.
I would. It depends which staff member. If it were Michelle, yeah, I'd trust her.
If it was Adam, no. Oh, yeah, no. I mean, if you. I thought you said if player. You asked for a staff.
Oh, no, no,
number,
no, no.
That's still.
I would not trust any of the lads to send me a number, an important number. I would not do it.
So, Michelle, yes.
I would never
text Adam,
them.
No.
Adam would be too scared to do it, but I would not ask any of the players. So he has got a number, and he's got a number off Fozzie, and he's gone, Fozzie won't do this. So he's rang the number,
right?
And straight away a bloke's answered and just gone, hello. And Fozzie, Greg's gone, this ain't Mark Gill, I know this ain't Mark Gill's voice. So Greg just stayed quiet for about 10-15 seconds, and the bloke on the other end of the phone just kept saying hello, hello. Just kept going. Anyway, Greg was just like, I'm just going to wait till he puts the phone down. I don't know why he didn't just put the phone down himself.
Put it down.
He texted Fozzie back saying, who were that? Fozzie replied saying, you did not ring that number, did you? He says, yeah. He says, what, Brian McDermott? This
oh
is after he's been
God.
Sacked as well.
I cannot believe
Loading.
Fozzie has done that.
Oh my God, no. Oh my God, wow!
What?
That tastes like a honey
that
from
is
a good lord!
Fozzie has got the biggest nut ever!
What?
Honestly, that is unbelievable.
I would have been petrified. Have you seen Brad McDermott fight?
Yes.
Wow. Ex-Marine boxer. Ex-Army boxer or anything.
Marine,
yeah. Ex-Marine boxer.
You've got to look at Rugby AM's video footage of him doing it. I was just like, I'm not messing with him. And he's so tall. Oh. And
so,
the thing is as well, you know, like, I can imagine Brian McDermott. Hello.
Yeah. Just, hi.
Hello.
Just, yeah, just, come on. Who is it?
Who are you?
I wish he asked for some tickets. Yeah, like, I will find you.
Well, can you imagine if he rung, he says, can I get some tickets after he's been sacked? Can you imagine? Wow.
I can't believe Fozzie would do that.
I know. He says he didn't think he'd actually do it, ring it. But why, like...
Well, wouldn't you?
Exactly.
Oh, that's a bit harsh, Bert. He says probably waited on an important phone call for a job. Oh, that's very harsh.
But, yeah, so that happened. Yeah, this actually... Similar thing happened when we were over in France, actually. I got a message off James Davies, plays at Bradford.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Does he? Go on, sorry.
Oh, he plays... Yeah, he must do.
Carry
Not
on.
Been playing. I'm guessing he's injured.
Oh, hang on. Yeah, you're right. Sorry, go on.
So I got a message off him on Instagram saying, have you got Callum Bustin's number?
I got this same message.
Right, so yeah, probably because he asked me before you and then couldn't trust me no more. So he asked me and I've gone, yeah, mate. Well, it's in his group chat somewhere. I didn't have his number saved, so I'd have to go into his WhatsApp group chat and I'd have to scroll down and find him. So I just sent him Ryan Boyle's number. Now, this used to be Boyle's trick, so I sent him Boyle's number. And then Boyle messaged me saying, what have you done? Now, Boyle sent me a picture, he screenshotted. He'd been added to
The Bradford Bulls chat.
The Bradford Bulls group chat. So he sent me this picture saying, a random number create this group, random number added you, random number removed you, Bulls 2018.
That's weird because I'm in that chat.
Yeah.
I'm in that chat. So they're all hammering Busto. And then Busto eventually got put in the chat, right? And then Dane was talking to me. Dane Chisholm was talking to me saying, what's Busto's number? And I had to scroll through the thing. And Busto, by the way, boring as hell. Doesn't even have a nickname or anything or a display picture.
So you're calling him Busto and he doesn't have a nickname?
Nothing. No, like... He as his WhatsApp icon.
Oh, sorry, right.
He's got nothing, just the generic grey thing. Nothing. He's got nothing. Anyway, they added him and they were ripping shreds off him, and I was like, oh, poor bloke. Apparently, he ripped shreds off him the other day about just getting him video. He wasn't paying attention. Next thing I know, Dane's copied the conversation I've just had with him and reposted it in the Bradford group. And I was like, oh. Then I just said, Callum Buston has left. Has left the group.
It was funny because he messaged me, did James Davies, so, and he put cheers brother, and he put who was that, and then he put you, Lanker. And then I put Boyle, I haven't got Busty's number, lad, sorry, I put that was Boyle, but is he not in your chat? So I give him another number. I can't remember whose number I give him now. It might be Adam Milner's, and he texted me back saying I'm done. Then I actually sent him Busto's number and he still didn't trust me.
Plenty of people saying, and you say that he's got bad chat, Fozzy. He needs to come on. People saying also.
He said he will come on, actually, Fozzy.
Oh, we'll get Fozzy on in a couple of weeks, then. Yeah. Best of luck to him. By the way, someone asked very earlier, is Jamie Ellis injured?
Yeah.
How bad?
Not bad.
No, he should be alright, shouldn't he?
Not this week.
Is he not?
No, he's not in squad this week.
Yeah, his ankle's just a bit swollen. He's pretty bruised as well.
His ankle's full of gravy.
Melanie Allitt, thank you very much for getting in touch. She said, hi guys, I asked the same question when I was at the previous game and was told that the ladies game was never meant to play the Leeds that day. So yeah, it must have been changed at some point, but thanks for getting in touch, Melanie. And there was something else, but I can't seem to find it. Oh, that was it. So got recognised, obviously, Six Delight Debate fan, was Lucy, and then there was another lady called Sarah, Sarah McNally.
Lucille?
Sarah McNally?
Integrated therapy, something like that.
I know the account.
Yeah, she's a big fan of the show. She got in touch with me, wish her the best, and I think she was going to try and send me over some information about her business and what she does to help out and see if we can help out, and she hasn't emailed me yet. So if you want to get in touch, Sarah, and you are listening to the podcast, just drop me an email. I have tweeted you back, but never mind.
Hey, my grandma would like a postman shirt.
Would she like a postman shirt?
Yeah.
Right,
I said I don't want you to pay for it.
Well, I'll sort that out.
We got mail?
We have mail, actually, which means one thing.
You
are you ready
mail.
For everyone ready to do the dance? It's the postman dance. Stop, whoa, yes, wait a minute, Mr. Postman. Wait, Mr. Postman. Oggy never joins in.
I've never joined in on that dance because I don't.
Watch this.
I'm not a good dancer.
Watch the replay of this.
Yeah, it's like watching Blazing Squad, mate.
You can't move much.
Wow, you compare yourself to.
You can't move much when you've got a
bad
broken
choice.
Back.
No pub quiz this week, by the way.
Wow.
No. Because I realised, like, the pub quiz that should take 10 minutes usually takes 20 minutes, and we had to cut 20 minutes off the show.
Yeah, but I like the pub quiz.
I like the pub quiz as well. It's growing on me. At the start, I thought, nah. But now,
we get good content out of the pub quiz.
I'm thinking,
I'm disappointed. I'd rather cut my minute of madness out for pub quiz.
Oh, well, we're not.
No, well, lack of preparation,
we're
Thomas.
Mad. Right, anyway, I've got this message. It's from Andrew Scarf. Dear Tom, Scarfy. Ollie, and Jai. I have no idea. That's Scarf-ty. It's spelled with an E, though.
Scarfy.
Dear Tom, Ollie and Jai, I saw on the 6-8 debate last Wednesday you were struggling for pens. Mate, you've no idea how much we've struggled for pens in the past few weeks. So please find enclosed some new pens. What? Courtesy of the Forgotten Heroes and Crusaders Forces Group, support group, MCC. So we've got some pens there.
Look at that. Special MCC Ooh. Pens.
So
good pen. I'm having one of these for home.
Yeah, defo.
Wait, I want, look, I want to pick my favourite.
So give me that purple one. I'm a purple fan, me.
Yeah, we got these.
No, there's one here.
So the Forgotten Heroes.
Boom. Proper decent.
They are decent.
Can I trust to leave these here?
No, not at all. Come on.
The ForgottenHeroes.co.uk, caring for the carers.
It's not .co.uk, I don't think.
Yeah, it is.
Right. It is.
Is it? Where does it say
I'm
that?
Reading it, mate.
Oh, it does. Well, I've just gone on their website. I think I've gone on the wrong one.
Don't work. Pen don't work. It works.
But yeah, Andrew got in touch, sent us this parcel.
See you later, Yorkshire Radio.
What are they all about?
Yeah, well, let me just tell you, obviously. Go on, so, thank you very much for sending these. And they sent them on behalf of the Forgotten Heroes, which is a charity that's set up to help and support carers that are caring for servicemen and women. Now, the letter goes on to say as well that he's also a member of the Crusaders Forces Support Group Motorcycle Club, which is made up of veterans and civilians who work alongside the Forgotten Heroes to aid and support our veterans and their carers. He loves the show. Keep up the great work, and he hopes that Jai heals soon. That's from Andrew from the Forgotten Heroes. What a guy!
Thanks, pleasure. Mate. Hey, that's a really good initiative. That I was wondering that the other week. I won't mention the bloke's name that was speaking any about it, but they were saying that their grandma had to go into a private care home or whatever, and the price was utterly ridiculous. It was like $800 a week or something.
I just thought,
what the hell? That's too much.
Well, I mean, elderly care. I know a little bit about that with my grandma. And
apparently it goes off your the last time you earned a decent wage, a percentage of that.
Let's be honest, though.
It's their savings.
Thing is, not in charge of NHS no more, is it? Is it Jeremy Hunt?
Yeah, so Jeremy Hunt, who is... Oh, wow, we're going politics now.
Well, yeah, we can.
He's tried to ruin NHS as best he can, so he's no longer in charge of that no more, so that's a good thing to come out of this week.
Well, the NHS... There's no doubt in the NHS do a great job, but there's no doubt in that... Because...
They're in bad conditions out there.
Yeah, person. I mean, I sat.
Andrew, right. Great stuff with that. I hope the motorcycle club. I hope it goes well, mate, with everyone, and that you rev up and all that. I remember growing up around a Kawasaki, stuff like that. I don't know
Kawasaki 250.
I have no idea about bikes, but
I know. No, I had a scooter when I was 16.
I do.
Fell off it on the way to work. It's some black ice. It hurt. And then I tried driving down the road. So my handlebars. Because it just, I was going around the corner, it's a black eyes, bang, went straight from underneath me, slid into the curb, I got up. And then, so to go straight, my handlebars were on like a sort of 45 degree angle right whilst driving straight. Oh. So I went down a big long road, I only had one right turn to get to work. So I got down the road, went to turn right, but because my handlebars were already turned right, I couldn't turn right. So I had to like op it round, get to work. Bike were knackered, had to go get fixed. Boss didn't even give me a day off.
Oh dear. Right.
Got really a lot quickly, of joining no more.
Really quickly, some more comments. A few people commenting about the pens. So yeah, you can thank Andrew for the pens that we'll have on the pub quiz next week. But plenty of people getting in touch.
Met you, Jai, at hospice. Who said that?
Someone met at the game, I'm guessing.
Lucy Merrington. Yeah, Lucy.
Oh, yeah.
You visited the hospice?
Yeah, I visited the hospice.
Which pond? Princess
of Wales Hospice, yeah. They do a great job down there as well. I mean, it's a different...
It's different than you think,
it's not what you think a hospice is. No. I thought, for lack of a better word, and this is the words they use, the hospice is a place to where you go and die. But that's not the case at all. No. I think that she gave me some percentage and quite... I'm probably wrong with this, but I think it was something like 30 or 40% of people actually leave the hospice. And while I was there, I met a few really lovely people.
Well, we've been twice. We go every year, don't we? It's amazing what they do there.
Yeah. They really look after her. One of the ladies... It might have been Lucy Is Lucy saying that she was in the hospice or she was working there?
I'm not sure, but she can get in touch with
I met a lady there that was...
she genuinely didn't think that she was going to see Christmas. And that was like, that would have meant she went in there and wouldn't have made it through the next fortnight. And they were able to get her in enough condition that she was able to go and spend Christmas with her two young kids. And that's awesome as far as I'm concerned.
Very good. Very good. So yeah, plenty of great people doing great work out there. We'll talk about the NHS and all that. I don't think we're going to go too much into politics, but
no.
Yeah, definitely an interesting time in the world of British politics at the moment. I mean, Donald Trump's come over, for goodness sake.
When's he over?
He's now.
Is he?
He's doing tea Big with the DT. Queen. He's coming. He's having tea with the Queen, I think, tomorrow.
He's an absolute dickhead.
Do you know what he can do? He can piss off.
Mate, get back over there.
Yeah, it was her that took you round, just so you know. There we go. So well done, Lucy. Thank you very much for taking the boys round.
Just one thing. Right.
Go on, mate.
So, Cass have obviously gone to advertise the Huddersfield game change. So, it was supposed to be on the Sunday. It's now on the Friday. And is now being televised on Sky. Mm. Now, because I was tagged in that tweet, because he used my face as like the promo thing for it. It's a good looking sort and all that business.
Questionable.
Yeah, because I had a shaved head then, so I don't like it.
Yeah,
but anyway,
your hair looks better
because now. I was tagged in that tweet, obviously I'd saw all the other tweets that were coming in about the day change of it, and Cass fans were going nuts. Can I just say, this isn't Cass's fault, this. Cass can do nothing about this.
No.
So they get, Sky have got 11 days... So they can make a change up to 11 days before a game. Right, so Cass can't say no because they're putting it on Sky. There's nothing they can do about it. So people tweeting Cass, spraying Cass, have a think about what you're doing, because it's nothing to do with Cass that. You look a bit bemused here, Thomas.
I'm not bemused at all. I don't understand why fans have a go at club accounts.
Like, I didn't get
it.
There's nothing the club can do about this. Yes, it's been changed to the Friday. It's on TV. Some people now can't go to the game because they're obviously booked or whatever. They're wanting to go on a Sunday. Now it's on a Friday and they can't make it. Look, shit happens. Deal with it.
Like,
don't just start abusing
the club account.
The club account.
I don't get that either.
Like, just so everyone knows, the club account is run by media personnel. It's that literally they don't call any of the shots. So even if it was up to Cass of a date change, the person you're yelling at is just the person in charge of the media.
Yeah, a lot of that though on social media.
There's a lot of chance your message doesn't even get passed on to the people that you're talking about.
Say that again, sorry, mate.
There's a lot of chance that your message that you write doesn't even get passed on to anyone that has any effect on what you're talking about.
Obviously, we're keeping a keen eye on Leeds United, obviously, mainly because they're across the road and also we have LS11. And you look at like the number of tweets that Leeds have put out about players leaving.
Yeah.
They're wanting players in, are Leeds fans and everything. And you're just thinking, the first responses are usually F off and stuff like that. It's like, right, you do realise that, you know, Andrea Radrazan is probably never going to see this.
No.
Yeah, it's more so just so everyone else sees it. And, you know, it's just about having a little bit of attention, I guess. People are looking at it, they know people are looking at it, and they just write something. It's like the same as in England football, you know, they just, people want to see that, have their voice seen.
Yeah. And doesn't matter. Really quickly, let's get back to the rugby. A bit more into detail about Huddersfield versus Hull, which kicked off, of course, kicked off the round of fixtures last week, exactly a week ago today. Feels weird on a Thursday, but yeah, I think that's Huddersfield's best performance of the season.
Yeah, that's a massive win.
Absolutely,
that is a massive win for Huddersfield. It's interesting. That bottom four is interesting to me.
It could change as well. I think the fact that two of those spots could. Well,
we've obviously got Huddersfield last. That's a massive game for them.
So who's in the bottom four at the minute? So Widnes bottom,
Huddersfield,
Salford,
Leeds.
Wait, no, it goes Widnes, Salford.
No, it goes Leeds. Oh, from the
yeah,
from the closest to
four.
The top.
Yeah, Widnes are bottom. So then Salford.
Yeah, Huddersfield. Leeds.
No. Widnes bottom, Salford 11th, Hull KR 10th.
Oh, okay,
despite
Leeds
getting two wins in at least 2 weeks, it might have been 3 weeks actually, sorry. And then Leeds, of course, in 9th, at the consequence of Huddersfield beating Hull. A game that I didn't think they were going to beat. But, interestingly, between Hull and Hull, it was. We can go into more detail in it about in a sec, but of course Huddersfield, they're taking on Wigan tonight, and we can actually cross over to Mick Gledhill, who was part of our commentary team with, along with the legend Gary Schofield tonight. Mick, have you got the team news?
Yeah, we do have the team news for you, Tom. And Huddersfield Giants currently 8th in the table, looking for a big scalp this evening against Sean Wayne's Wigan side, and they go with Jake Malmo at fullback. Wing three quarter line of Jermaine McGilvray, Leroy Cudjoe, Jordan Turner and Darnell McIntosh, the halves Lee Gaskell and Danny Brough, the front row forwards Michael Lawrence, Adam O'Brien and Paul Clough, the back rowers Alex Miller, Aaron Murphy and Daniel Smith at loose forward, and on the interchange bench for Simon Wolfer's side Ryan Hinchcliffe, Matty English, Dale Ferguson and Oliver Roberts. And for the Wigan Warriors then, currently second in the table, Sam Tompkins fullback, Tom Davis, Liam Paisley, Oliver Gildart and Liam Marshall's your wing three quarter line. The halfback pairing will be Josh Woods and Sam Powell. The front row forwards Romain Navarrete, Thomas Luluai and Ben Flower, and the back row forwards Willie Iser, Gabe Hamlin and Sean O'Loughlin. And on the interchange bench for Sean Wade's side this evening, Morgan Escari, Tony Club, Samit Kibula, who will make his debut, and Taluma Tautai.
Cheers, Mick. Thanks very much. It's going to be yourself and Gary Schofield on commentary, isn't it?
It certainly is. Gary's here. He's wondering why he's here on a Thursday evening, but that's because Little Mix are having a concert here on Sunday. So that's why myself and Gary were here a day earlier.
And I know Gary Schofield is a big fan of Little Mix. He loves the song Power. Don't you, Scully?
Oh, I love it, mate. I tell you, Tom, yeah. I'm loving the show. It's from my granddaughter. Absolutely love it. So, hey, listen, mate, I know the moves. Don't worry about that from the Little Mix. I can reassure you.
I am not going to ask you to floss because I'm not doing that again. All right, Scully, see you soon. Mick, thank you very much, and we'll see you again soon. Commentary coming up from 20 to 8, Mick Gledhill and Gary Schofield. Cheers, lads.
Cheers.
Cheers. So Mick Gledhill and Gary Schofield, like I say, you can listen to the commentary. Great coverage as ever here on Proper Sport. Back to Huddersfield getting the win over Hull FC. Danny Brough, who I talk uphill and down Dale, he just has the power to run a match, doesn't he, Jai? He's been he was really good last Thursday.
Yeah, but he's, you know, past episodes, you'll see he also has the power to blow a match as well.
He does.
Interesting enough, you see the bottom four there starting to make signings. I mean, Salford have announced Jackson Hastings today from the Roosters.
I've been asked by Craig to what you think about that, mate.
Mate, he's not a bad player, but there's been some drama in Australia with him and stuff like that. I don't know what it is because it hasn't really come out in the media, but that's the hot scoop is there's been some drama between him and teammates and a bit of off-field stuff like that. Which is obviously, I think he's at Manly now.
Yeah.
I think he's at Manly now. He was at the Roosters.
Is he any good?
He's not a bad player. I mean, he's obviously not been playing, he's just been playing reserve grade back there. But that is because there's been some off-field drama.
Yeah, there's been issues.
Interestingly, about this, Marwan Kukash has funded this one.
Yeah.
Go watch my chat with
him. It's for the rest of the season, so he must have brought him over on a fair wicket.
That's the thing, though.
But Hulk-AR have announced Todd Carney.
Yeah. It's interesting in the bottom four because people like Hulk-AR who are beefing up with for next year, they don't even know 100% yet that they're going to be there. Salford have brought in this guy as a mercenary, really, to try and keep themselves in the qualifiers, keep him in Super League, haven't
they? I think we'll see Leeds do that, and I think we'll see Widnes do that as well. You know, Leeds bought over... Bring over Seguiaro a couple of years ago? Was that a little bit before?
That was because we also got rid of Hardacre on loan to somewhere in the NRL.
Penrith
Panthers, yes.
Yeah, that was a part of that deal. I think if I'm Salford, while they do need a half because, well, they're struggling in that department, I think they're going to need more than just a half. I think Hulk-AR allows Bobby Blair to move back into the back row, his natural position, and it allows Todd Carney to sort of start up a partnership with Maguire. That's probably a good move for Hulk-AR, but I just think Salford are going to need a little bit more than a half.
It's
a very particular position to bring into a team coming into what is the most dangerous part of their as a club.
Yeah. I totally get it.
I think you look at it like this.
look, your halves can look good when your pack's playing well.
Yeah.
Well, if you're packing play well, and half really Truman can't look do
on
much.
Sunday. How good did Drake Truman look on Sunday? Because he had a good pack.
Yeah. Well, there you go. Then you look at him when we play Catalan. When his pack was absolutely shocking. Did he have a good game?
Yeah.
It's the basics of rugby league, that.
If you're just bringing in, if Salford's just bringing in a halfback, the pressure is on the halfback.
He's just, like I say, he's a mercenary.
Yeah.
That's what they're expecting. They're expecting he's going to get tries, whereas, drop goals, conversions or something. Because he's come in and he's got this height now.
Yeah. And Hulk AR brought in a halfback, but they brought in a halfback to allow their team to fall into a structure that Tim Sheens wants.
And that's
he's very particular, Tim Sheens. Yeah, he's very creative in some of the things he does. That is for a much better reason than Salford bringing in a half, I think.
Yeah. That bottom four, Jai wants to speak about it in a bit more detail. But
no, that was
no,
more
no,
detail.
But I'm saying that you've wanted to. That's yeah, what I'm yeah, yeah. Sorry. That bottom four, Og, does it stay the same? So the bottom four is Leeds.
Who are Huddersfield's next three games? And so they're playing. They're playing tonight.
They're playing Wigan tonight.
Yeah, so they're playing Wigan tonight. If they lose that,
I've got it here.
I'm predicting Leeds to win two of the next three games.
Yeah,
I thought I did have it.
Right.
So yeah, this is it. Wigan at home, Castleway, Wakey at home. Two home games at the Soulless Stadium, as you love to call it.
So if Huddersfield win one, that takes them up to 19. If Leeds win two, then it takes them up to 18. So I reckon that stays the same.
Really?
Yeah.
So Leeds are going to beat qualifiers, is what you're saying?
The Huddersfield Wakey game.
And Catalan would have to pick up a point somewhere. I reckon Catalan and Leeds would pick up a point somewhere. So I reckon that 9, 10, 11, 12 stays exactly the same.
I think Catalan's are absolutely fine up there. Could
Wakefield slip into the bottom
four? Wakey, possibly. No.
They're very inconsistent at the moment.
They lose all three.
Who have Wakey got next three?
I'm not sure.
Well, Huddersfield's one of them.
Well, Leeds on Friday.
Mate, it's good.
Oh, yeah.
I think it'll change by one.
But I don't think Leeds will win that. So
Salford will win this, will stay where they are.
Okay.
Hulk AR and Leeds could potentially move, I'd say.
What, between each other?
Yeah, well, Hulk AR could move to
there. Your bottom four, regardless of what order it's going to be, I think that's your bottom four.
Really?
Yeah, I do.
I think Huddersfield and Leeds could switch, but that's the only difference.
I think Wakefield could switch with Leeds.
If Huddersfield get one win, who's Huddersfield playing again?
Wigan tonight.
Yeah.
You, Wakey Leicester, before the split.
Huddersfield have got to pick up a point.
You reckon? Then that's them surf. Yeah, we'll see.
All right.
Really, we need to talk a little bit more. Of course, did we talk about Jackson Hastings?
No, they need to pick up a win.
Yeah. We just spoke about him.
Of course, we did. Sorry, miles away.
Jesus, you sweet.
I know. I'm sorry, mate.
Meds.
Unfortunate news for Hulk AR. Ryan Shaw looks to be out for the rest of the season. He's going to need surgery.
No way.
Top point scorer for the Robins this season as well.
Really?
Yeah. So that's a bit going for them, but I think they're prepared for the qualifiers. I think it's going to be the qualifiers have never been this tough. Toronto, I think, are going to tear it up. And of course, congratulations to Toronto for winning. Phil Kaplan called it an ashtray. The trophy's not impressive. It's essentially the man of the match award.
I think, in the signings that they're looking at making, but they're signing players for $500,000 a year and stuff. I mean, that's.
Who's in the top four then? So Toronto,
currently, it is. Let me just load it up. Apologies about that, Og.
I mean, did you see
Toronto top, Toulouse second, Halifax third, Featherstone fourth. Now this is where it's interesting for me. London's Lee and, well, then Batley are out of it. But London, Lee and Feather basically fighting out, and there's 2 points between fourth and sixth.
Yeah, Mitch, that's hotting up. That is going to be. I wish we could televise these last three games. Do you know what I mean? That's just something people would want to see.
Well, you'd think that going over to Toulouse is going to be a tough gig. They'd only play three games away, am I right? Toulouse would play three home games.
Yeah. Well, Toronto, like I said, they've confirmed. Yeah, so if you the top two in the championship get top two in the championship get four home games, three away. Is that right?
I've no idea. But listen, Toronto to lose, I think they could upset a few.
Well, mate, 100%. I think Toronto will wipe the floor with the bottom two Super League teams.
Imagine if Halifax managed to rock
just get a win somewhere.
Well, they imagine them returning to Super League after
all you need years. Once you get there, all you need is that one away win.
Well, exactly. At the end of the day, it almost becomes a little bit like the playoffs of football. It's a little bit of a lottery. Now, the lottery is now in favour of the Super League teams heavily, but Toronto, I think if they don't get into Super League,
they'll consider it a bit of a failure. Yeah, it's all well and good getting the Championship League Leaders' Shield. Well done to them.
Oh, as far
but as what will make more press for them?
As far as
and
the
they're dealing
club.
With press so well, they're getting so much good media. Toronto themselves, they just opened the Toronto Stock Exchange.
Yeah, it's mad that's all about it. That's all about it being up. And there was like six of them there.
Yeah,
it wasn't just a little thing. It's massive.
And the mascot, right, and the marketing,
the marketing, the marketing out the front of Lampard Stadium is just crazy. They're on big billboards. Like, it looks like Times Square.
Well, I was speaking to Corey Aston because obviously he's just been over there with Sheffield.
Oh, friend.
And he was saying that it's absolutely mad over there. He says his apps after games, there's a DJ on in one of the corners. There's bike pop up beer tents everywhere.
Burgers,
fans just knocking
barbecues.
About beer. Food
and these
fans
are fans that are like 10 months old.
And they hang about after the games, like,
you know what I mean,
for a big part. Honestly.
They're doing things really well.
They're doing it right, though.
I'm excited.
They really are.
If you know, like, Cass, I'm not saying, I'm just using this because you're two Cass players. If they did something a bit similar to like that, it probably wouldn't be as successful. And it wouldn't be at Leeds and everything like that. Because it's not like our culture, really, to do
they
it
don't
like
really
that.
Know. It's more, they're it's marketing it so well.
It's a North American.
Oh, yes. Well, sporting. What's it called?
They make a day of it, don't they? They make
that's
a full day of it.
It's what's it called? Tailgating.
Well,
that's where they all park up and open the boots and have a barbecue, don't they? It's not rednecks that are.
Well, you look at baseball, you look at NFL, they're massive, they're just massive day events, aren't they? So that's why they've got, you know, 2 hours early, they've got them there, 2 hours late, they've got them there.
Dawn's got a touch, obviously. Mick and Scotty just mentioned it. The reason that Giants Warriors is happening tonight is because Little Mix are in town at Huddersfield.
You know, we're struggling when Little Mix are dictating venues, honestly. Little Mix are dictating rugby games.
Come on, there's no wrong with Little Mix. Although, to most of my friends' displeasure, I've got into Love Island.
Have you? How good is it?
Mate. It's just, it's drama.
It's class.
It's really funny.
It's all I've got to look forward to now. World Cup's finished for me.
It's not, come on.
It has though, hasn't it?
You play rugby league, you play the greatest game. Grow the...
There's something about the dignity and self-respect of another human being hanging by the balance that enthralls me.
It is so.
I did like the fact that you really made eye contact with me there. It was like you were like a theatrical
performer. There's something about it, isn't it, there, that just makes you think, oh, far out, this person is...
I sit there with like a big smirk and smile on my face.
I
laughing to myself.
I got this one. I'm sitting in the corner going,
right, go on, please do it, do it, do it, do it, do it.
There's a new lad that's gone in called Idris, and he just basically
went
in.
Oh, yeah. I cannot stand
he
that
just,
bloke.
He just boiled piss. Yeah. He went in and just went, oh, I like this bird, and I like this lady.
He just lied to her straight away.
But he was saying bird and all this, like he's like a typical sort of 90s geezer. And then he goes and does that. I'm just like, he basically made out that this guy kissed the girl on purpose. Yeah.
But
like
you know
that.
What I don't like about him? I was so full of himself. He goes to all women in there and he goes, what do you like about lad? And she's like, gone, nice hair, nice teeth, nice eyes. And he's gone, tick, 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 I'm your man. I'm like, oh, fuck off.
Steve's got in touch saying a barbecue, DJ and beer tents would have been nice when Wakey versus Widnes got snowed off.
I'll tell you what would have been a good idea.
Steve, it would have been very, very big and bold for you to do that, mate. I agree. Sorry, apologies.
I'll tell you what would have been a good idea is for Cass to hire a big screen and put the semi-final on the footy. That would have made a fair bit of money about that, but I'm not the marketing manager, obviously.
Oh, you mean at the Jungle?
Yeah.
I mean, no offence, you've not got seats, really.
Open up the Tiger Bar. What?
Well, no, maybe the Tiger Bar, yeah.
Open up the Tiger Bar, just standing standing beer tables.
Everyone stands up and whack you. Cobbles.
Standing beer tables and just watch the game. I think that would have been a good idea. But
why is it disgusting, Carsten?
I think I might have swore. Or somebody might have swore.
Disgusting alone.
Carsten, let me know what I've done to disgust you.
What
right.
Is it? Oh,
we're 10 minutes left, boys. Right. There's two things we need to talk about, and then we'll get on to our predictions. The RFL, they've lost 2 million in 2017.
What? Do you mean they've lost 2 million?
Well, they've reported they've lost 2 million.
What, just gone missing?
Well, no, as in they've lost £2 million. They've not made a profit. They've not made anything. They've
how
lost
does they not,
£2
How do they not
pounds.
Make a profit?
Well, they've said... It's because they budgeted for it with no home international fixtures. I don't know what Scoey thinks about this, but I'm hoping he'll be able to talk to it about it on Monday. But it's stuff like this where fans get annoyed about Nigel Wood's payout, Roger Draper getting paid out. Apparently it's going to improve in 2018.
Well, there's half a million for him.
Well, yeah, well, yeah.
So a quarter of that.
But does it explain why we're not seeing like fantastic marketing from Super League?
Of course it does.
I'm not saying that the Super League, they do great on social media and things like that, but we never see a banner. We never see a banner in like Newcastle for Magic Weekend. We never see, you know what I mean? I think marketing is poor at the moment.
That's shocking.
Is that an example as to why? Go on.
On media, like the Super League do great on social media.
Yeah, social media, yeah.
They take piss out of players half at time.
What do you mean?
Like, you know, when Ryan Atkins had that dive to corner early on that year.
Oh, first game of the season, yeah.
Yeah. But, like, stuff like that, they replayed it, take it mickey out of him. Don't agree with that. You can't take mickey out of your own assets of the game.
But at the same time, and case in point, Jai's up for player of the month. Did you see the video compilation they put of him together?
That's good.
It looks sick.
Yeah, that's good.
It was.
But don't.
I lived it.
Don't take the piss out of players when they have a blunder. Don't agree with that whatsoever.
I can't believe they've lost 2 million. Mate.
What did you say about it?
A quarter of that is obviously Nigel Wood's paper, severance
from
package.
From reported.
And so they should blow up. A quarter of the money they've lost went to a guy that's no longer with us.
But we don't know for sure if that's the official stamp out.
So
the
thing say
is,
2.5.
The RFL are not going to say where this money
and they
is,
should.
What it is.
And they should be held accountable for every single penny of where that money's gone. If you've run at a loss at that badly, as players, I want to know where that's gone.
Yeah.
Because, and as fans, I'm sure you want to know where it's going. That annoys the shit.
Yeah, I can't be asked talking about it because how many times I was just going to go into stuff like this?
It's just like, that's my point though. Like, we clearly, we've got new deals, commercial deals coming in. But are the deals that we've currently had, or even last year, I know it's technically now last year because it's 2017, were our deals that shit? That we didn't make, that we don't earn that much sponsorship.
How can you not make a profit?
I don't get it.
Your TV deals, like you're saying there, must be absolutely shocking.
Over the entire course of the deal, it was something like 200 million. And that runs until 2021.
Juventus have just paid 100 million euros for one player.
Yeah, but that happened. Does that not show you that? Well, no, our NRL,
you know,
are then still nowhere near football, but they're still paying like four times the salary.
They're 17 a year in NRL. Is there any players that are on a million a year?
Yeah.
Yeah.
A fair few.
So a million a year, one player in NRL, and we've lost a profit of 2 million. That's two 1 million pound players in NRL.
Shoddy, isn't
it? It's just a joke. Next.
Mick, are you there, mate?
I am there. I am here, sorry.
Really quickly, can I just grab Gary Schofield, please? Is he there?
Gary's gone for a toilet break.
Okay, well, Gary, I'll
a $2 million one.
He's got up for a $2 million one. But Mick, really quickly, I'll get your opinion then, mate. I know you cover rugby league. We're talking about Bradford Bulls and stuff like that. $2 million lost from the RFL. What do you think?
Well, to be honest, Tom, it's not unexpected. You know, the way the RFL worded their press release, it's almost like it was expected with the payoffs to Nigel Wood, to Roger Draper. I mean, when you think back to last season, a lot of the top brass, top heavy brass at the Rugby Football League actually departed, and with that they got the golden handshakes and they got some vast amount of money, which I am led to believe will be disclosed at the end of July,
right.
and that's really when the fat will be in the fire.
Well, we'll see then. Mick, of course, going to be on commentary for Huddersfield v Wigan. How's it looking at what Oliver Holmes calls the soulless stadium?
It's certainly looking interesting. I mean, the away
soulless.
the away stand to my right from the main stand, it's split in half, so there looks to be about 600 Wigan supporters here, and apart from that, I've got to be brutally honest, there's no real atmosphere. It's very flat.
I'm shocked.
Gary's just come back from his £2 million leak.
All right, okay. Well, listen, Gary, really quickly, mate, I just want to get your thoughts. I don't know if you've seen this week, but the RFL have posted that they lost £2 million in 2017, so that they're not making a profit. What? It doesn't look good, does it?
Well, no, it doesn't. And as I say, it just seems to all be going on administration, doesn't it? And also, as well, what I'd like to know is, we're looking supposed to be making a surplus for 2018, and they're saying, well, you know, we've got new sponsors coming in. Well, I'd like to know where these sponsors coming from.
Exactly.
You know, and how can we say already for 2018? we're going to make a surplus. All right, yeah, we've got the test matches coming up from there, but it all depends, you know, what the crowd is from there and what have you. But if I'm honest with you, fellas, it's simple, you know. And I came into this game back in 1983, and yeah, it was in an half decent state. But when we moved into Super League in 1996, everything was supposed to be rosy. Everything, and with the money from Sport England, everything in this game, the greatest game of all from 1996 to this present day, was supposed to be rosy. We should not be talking about how the greatest game of all losing 2 million. And let me just say this to you, Tom, right? The game at this moment in time, from top to bottom, is in a complete mess.
Right. Well, listen, I'm sure you'll give us more thoughts on Monday. Commentary coming up with yourself and Mick. Cheers for now, lads. So, yeah, Scully, of course. I knew you were going to have an opinion.
Mate, that's pretty, I agree
and
with him.
He's pretty completely well said. Right in there.
Yeah, I agree with him, 100%.
Yeah. It's just not on.
I'd like to see this accountability in July. I'd like I'm excited to see
reading.
That.
Very interesting reading.
Obviously, that's going to turn heads.
Yeah. Really quickly, before we go on to predictions, though, final matter about international matters. NRL are proposing an international shake-up with the return of kangaroo tours to Great Britain over the next 4 years. Last tour was 2003.
So is this a tour to play against Great Britain or to play against England? So
Great Britain.
All right, good.
England.
You a fan?
I like it, yeah.
But what about
Great Britain?
But Great Britain, I think they were scheduled to go over there. What do you think about that?
Get it over here.
Why over here, not over there?
Because over there
they don't
need
a grout game over there, do they? Let's be honest, we do. Get it over here.
Yeah,
get it over here. NFL some more pissing money.
We need the we need more international style fixtures.
We need
as
a spare
well,
2 million. Anyone? Instead of Nigel Wood's tailored trousers, someone said. Great call that.
Okay, right.
A bit more than 2 million.
Odd. Let's go through our predictions this week, pal.
Right.
Sorry for the shorter edition of the 6 to 8 debate this week, but we'll make up for it next week. We'll do a little bit extra, and also,
do you want a 20-second weird news?
Oh,
I've seen this stat today. According to the British Beer Federation,
yeah,
approximately 50,000 pints are wasted every time England score a goal.
Oh, that annoys me as well, because I got pelted by a bunch of cans at the Columbia game. Why do you throw beer?
I don't know. It's
a
good though, isn't it?
Beer.
It's good though, isn't it?
50,000 pints per goal.
It's Asian, it was. Anyway.
All right, let's go through our predictions then, pal.
All right. Giants versus Wigan tonight.
Live
predictions, folks. Tom?
Yeah. I'm going to go Wigan. I reckon we're going to go take this one.
I'm going to go Giants.
Really?
Yeah, because... They are hungry for a win. They need it. Well, they need it more than Wigan.
They need
to
keep
their... No, I think Wigan are looking at us catching them up, so I think this is a must-win game for Wigan as well.
I think Wigan beating Warrington is by one with young players is a better story than the one that Huddersfield did with their best squad out.
Okay, well, I reckon Huddersfield.
Yeah, I'm with Wigan. Next fixture, Warrington, Catalans.
Tough one, this, I think. It might be the toughest one. I'm going to go Catalans. It's at Warrington as well, so yep. It's good.
I'm going to go Warrington.
I'm going Catalans because they want to keep this place, and then they've got maybe a bit more to fight for, and also the team in form.
I think, I'm going to go Catalans as well. Next fixture, LFC St Helens over at KCOM Stadium.
St Helens.
Tom?
Saints. Easily Saints, I think, as well.
Jai?
St Helens.
I'm a bit worried about Hull actually trying to make the four.
Like a caring friend.
Yeah. I've got Saints as well. Next fixture, Leeds Wakefield.
Oh, now this one scares me.
Jai?
I'm going to go Wakey.
Yeah.
I'm going to go Wakey because Wakey need to win. Wakey need to win as well.
Leeds.
Well, Leeds need to win too, don't they? But far out, I can't see them winning a game.
I've gone Wakey.
You've both gone Wakey.
Yeah, I've gone Wakey.
Right, when we win by 40, I want an apology.
Oggy's playing like strategic here as well. He's not naming his team first, so he can have a look at mine.
He does that every week.
Go on then.
Next, well, this is what I get to write.
Go on then. Go
next
first.
Next picture, Salford. Oh no, we don't know Salford Cast. Widnes, OKR.
Go first. You go first.
Yeah, go on, Og.
OKR.
Yeah, OKR.
Yeah, easily OKR. Is that it?
Yeah, that's your four games. Five games, sorry.
Very good.
Your other games, obviously, Cass Salford, over at Salford tomorrow night.
Very good.
So, yeah, that's done and dusted, folks.
We haven't done your Minute of Madness
give
this week.
Give it a share, please. Just give it a share.
Yeah, we haven't done your Minute of Madness this week, so what
well,
were you
about? I thought about it earlier with my pissing TV and my purple backdrop, but yeah.
Pissing TV as well.
It's a good TV. 65-inch, 4K, Ultra HD.
Oh, that new contract's treating you well, isn't it?
It's not kicked in yet, but it's not any more money than I got last time.
Have you paid your fine yet?
Yeah.
Have you, though?
Yeah.
Better off.
No.
So hey, it's good towards that telly. Hey,
get in touch, get in touch. We're due for a new guest. Who do you want? Who do the people want?
Yeah, get in touch. Stevie Ward, you on next week. We'll let you know how it goes.
We'll get one in the pipeline for you. Anyone you want. Doesn't have to be rugby league.
Who?
Robin Mullen.
Oh, okay. That'd be good.
Yeah, doesn't have to be rugby league. Yeah, Jacob Miller said he'd come on as well. So just tell us who you want. We'll get him.
Right, so thank you very much, lads.